The piano player plays with a stethoscope pressed to her chest. The piano heaves into its first sigh. She monitors herself. Behind her, rows of audiences swell into her back, breath pushing forward and back, and her heart is pressed. The hammer sinks, felt muffles the clear line, and she attacks with all the fingers of her hand. Waves of oxygenated blood travel down the paths of her breasts, fine capillaries suffusing tender tissue. I can see her nipples lifting up to me across the chair arm's heart divide. The feel of these delicate stems in my mouth draws water. My tongue circles and the breath sucks inward. A gentle pull on Rose's skin, her breath above me thrown backward, throat exposed. There is heat, and then the violin pulses into the piano's sound, drawn on the horsehair string, swinging wildly into the orchestral space. Contained, open, the rhythm accelerates slowly as the sound of breath and heart mound in the rifts of red-lacquered fingertips in the sideways pull of a tender wrist. Two dark heads of hair, one silvered, dip like swans at the fall's beginning, a low curve into darkening water. Her hand wanders deep into mine, palms align into touch. Heat. Heat swirls out from the uniqueness of her rills and valleys. Land, my own desert land. My shadows melt into the orange evening sun. Wings unfurl into night sails.